number 50 in our local dialect. Hymn number 50. Why ye, oh yeah, so did I. Oh, but I know it's a far. Oh, Polo, say, little, Lati, Mundi, Lati, Potero, Tero, Lati,
sing as one of the songs of fear. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange? Let my right hand forget her hand. If I do not remember thee, let my soul praise to the Lord of my heart. If I favor not Jerusalem above my feet, joy, then remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, rise in the right peace, and then with the foundation thereof. Eight, O daughter of Babylon, who art deceived, happy shall he be that rewarded thee as so hath blessed us. Nine, happy shall he be that gave it and done it by little one against the strong. Amen.
Amen. Nyimbo number 58. Nyimbo number 58. Brother
Covid.
Tira,
Yakoma.
Wirenga kwa mawo wa Judia kuchokera pa Matei 57. Matei 57. Jambira ndime 32. Tegeza pali mawo sokolera akuvudira kwa Yesu. Ipo pakuru papao anapeza munthu waku Brene, dzina lake Simon. Akangamiza iye kuti anyamule mtanda wake. 33. Ndipo pamene anadza kumalo dzina lake Golgotha, ndiko kunena kuti malo abade. 34. Anamwesa iye vinyo kosanganiza ndi dulu. Ndipo iye mmene analawa sanafuna kumwa. 35. Ndipo pamene anampachika iye anagwada. Anagawana zovala zake ndi kukunda maere. Nakhala iwo pansi nadikirira kumeneko. 37. Ndipo anayika pamwamba pa munthu pache liwongo lake lolembedwa, uyu ndi Yesu mfumu ya Ayuda. 38. Pamene anampachika pamodzi ndi iye achifwamba awiri, mmodzi kudzanja lamanja ndi wina kulamanzere. 39. Ndipo anthu akupitirirapo anachitira mwano iye ndi kupukusa mitu yawo. 40. Nati, nanga iwe wopasula kachisi ndikumanganso masiku atatu, tadzipulumutsa wekha ngati uli mwana wa Mulungu, tatsika pa mtandapo. 41. Chomwechonso ansembe akulu apamodzi ndi alembi ndi akulu nachitira chipongwe nati. 42. Anapulumutsa ena sangathe kudzipulumutsa yekha, ndiye mfumu ya Ayuda. Atsike tsopano pa mtandapo, ndipo tidzakhulupirira iye. 43. Amakhulupirira Mulungu, iye ampulumutse tsopano ngati afuna pakuti anati iye ndiye mwana wa Mulungu. Ndipo achifwamba ombachichidwa pamodzi ndi iye analalatira iye mawu amodzimodzi. 45. Ndipo ora lachisanu ndi chimodzi panali mdima pa dziko lonse kufikira ora lachisanu ndi chinayi. Ndipo poyandikira ora lachisanu ndi chinayi, Yesu anafuwula ndi mawu akulu kunena, Eli Eli lama sabakatani, ndiko kunena kuti Mulungu wanga mwandisiranji. 47. Ndipo ena aiwo akuyimirira kumweko ene anamva ananena, uyo ayitana Eliya. 48. Ndipo pomwepo mmodzi wa iwo anathamanga natenga chinkhupule nachizaza ndi vinyo wosasa nachiyika pabango namwetsa iye. 49. Koma ena anati, kaleka tione ngati Eliya achafika kudzampulumutsa. 50. Ndipo Yesu pamene anafuwula ndi mawu akulu anapereka mzimu wake. 51. Ndipo onani chisalu chotchinga chankachisi chinang'ambika pakati kuzokera kumwamba kufikira pansi, ndipo dziko linagwedezeka ndi miyala inang'ambika. 52. Ndipo manda anatseguka ndi mitembo yambiri ya anthu oyera mtima akugona kale anauka. 53. Ndipo anatuluka mʼmanda mwawo pambuyo pakuuka kwake, nalowa mzinda woyera naonekera kwa anthu ambiri. 54. Ndipo pamene mkulu wa asilikali ndi iwo anali naye akudikira Yesu anaona chivomerezi ndi zinthu zimene zinachitidwa, anaopa kwambiri nanena, indedi uyu ndiye mwana wa Mulungu. 55. Ndipo anali pomwepo akazi ambiri akuyang'anira patali, omwe anasata Yesu kuchokera ku Galileya namatulumikira iye. 56. Mwa iwo amene munali Mariya wa Magadala ndi Mariya amache wa Yakobo ndi wa Yosefe amache a ana a Zebedayo. Uku ndi kuwerenga kwa mawu a Amen.
Amen.
God be all the glory and honor because of this beautiful reading of the scriptures. Brother Felix Mandlas, look to God in prayer before Brother Ken pick the microphone and start preaching. Brother Felix.
Amen.
To God be all the glory and honor, Brother Ken. Now pick the microphone and start preaching whatever the Lord has set forth in your heart. Behold, the house is in waiting so that the Lord is to preach his heart to his own elect.
Let's take our Bibles and look once again in 1 Peter chapter 2. And my text today is from verse 21 down to verse 25. And I want to speak with you about Christ, our great example.
Tisaguleni 1 Pedro 2 verse 21 mulekeza 25 ndipo muntu wophunzira lathu ndi Yesu Kristu chitsanzo chathu.
That's taken from verse 21 where Peter writes, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps.
Petro amalankhula za kukhala chitsanzo ndipo amafotokozera bwino monga Yesu adakumana ndi mavuto ndi manzunzo otsogoleranso amenekera kukhala chitsanzo kuti wena azitenkhera iwo.
Now, having said that, it's important to understand each scripture in its context. We've all seen those little religious bracelets that people wear where it says WWJD, in other words, what would Jesus do? And they live their lives trying to follow Christ's example as far as living out a life of holiness, but that's not what this means.
Palitu atuena azipembedzo amene maso awo amayangana zinthu zomthupi kuti tiyenekere kukhala bwanji monga wanthu.
It is utterly impossible for any sinner to look at Christ's life and determine that they're going to follow his example and somehow earn their salvation or maintain it.
Ndizovuta tu kukenda mapazi ambuye Yesu Kristu monga mmene kufunikira ngati sungathandizike chifukwa gulu lambiri limayesetsa kuchita ntchito zabwino auti ncholinga choti apulumutsidwe.
The context here is in that just as Christ suffered because of who he is and what he came to accomplish to satisfy God's law and justice on behalf of those sinners that the Father gave him, so any that he has redeemed and called to himself can expect to suffer at the hands of religious people in our day who are antichrist and who will not have him to have all the glory.
Kana yakuti ambuye Yesu adazuzika adavutika chifukwa cha uthenga wabwino kodwa kuti ifenso yembekezerani kuti tidzavutika tidzazuzika ndi anthu achipembedzo kodwa kuti tinenekera kudziwa zvakare kudzabwera gulu la wanthu limene lidzatiyesa lidzafuna kuyesa ntchito imene mukuigwira choncho limbani mtima.
There is a belief today by popular preachers who say that if you trust in the Lord Jesus, and I'm putting that in quotes because they don't worship the same Christ we do, but their message is if you trust in Jesus, then all will be well. All of your problems will be taken away.
Koma osakhala monga mmene mawu Mulungu amanenera rimanena kuti ukakhulupirira Yesu Khristu zose zidzaenda bwino. Anthu awawo amalalikira Yesu wina chifukwa Yesu wathuyo ngodzala mavuto ndi mtendere zose.
They preach a Jesus of health, wealth, and prosperity.
Yesu amene amalalikira iwowo ndi Yesu wachiyembekezo kuti mulemere, mupambane, muboleze, zikuyendereni basi.
But as you study Christ's message and you study that of the apostles that he called to himself and sent out, it is just the opposite, that to preach the Lord Jesus Christ as he set forth in Scripture is going to bring persecution. It's going to bring opposition. It's going to bring isolation from the world.
Ngati mudzalalikira Yesu weniweni wa malemba, padzakhala chitsutso, chivuto, anthu adzatsutsana nawo uthengawo, padzakhala mpatuko, kugawana, kulekana, chifukwa mulalikira uthenga weniweni.
The Christ of Scripture, as he's revealed in the Scriptures, is not a popular Jesus. In fact, everything about him goes completely contrary to this flesh.
Yesu wa malemba ndiwosiyana kutani ndi Yesu amene dziko lapansi limalalikira. Yesu weniweni wa malemba akalalikidwa anthu amasemphana, amalekana, samagwirizana, mavuto amadzuka. Koma Yesu wa kudzikoyu ndiwogwirizanitsa anthu onse pamodzi, azigwirizana, azisangalala namakhalira pamodzi mzinthu.
Our Lord told his disciples before he went to the cross in John 16, that in verse 2, he said, "They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service."
Yesu adalankhula pamene amayembekezera kupachikidwa pa mtanda ku Yohane 16, verse 2, imene amanena kuti adzakutulutsani mʼmasunagoge ndipo ikudza nthawi imene Yesu wakupha inu adzayesa kuti akutumikira Mulungu.
And notice he says, "And these things will they do," not perhaps they will do, "these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me." These are unconverted people that oppose the Christ of Scripture. People will ask, "Well, what is the offense?" They try to preach a Jesus that everybody can like and everybody can want to follow, but that's not the Christ of Scripture.
Yesu weniweni wa malemba si Yesu amene anthu onse akhoza kumtsatira kapena kumfuna kapena kumlondola ayi.
Back here in 1 Peter chapter 2, when we read in verse 21, "For even hereunto were ye called," you have to go back up to the verse previous, when Peter is describing the suffering that those that are the Lord's can expect to endure. "For what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, for this is acceptable with God."
Ndipo iwo amene alalikira uthenga wa ntchito amalankhula kuti ngati utachita bwino Mulungu adzakulandira, koma ngati suchita bwino Mulungu sakakulandire. Kodi kuti umakhala uthenga umene uli ngati pa mpikisano woti uchite kuyesetsa kuchita bwino kuti akulandire.
Our Lord told the disciples that they would be cast out of the synagogues. Well, that represents congregations today. And I'm speaking with many of you, if not all of you, that at one time attended these places of worship and even perhaps presided over them and preached for them. And now, because of Christ being revealed in you, you have been cast out. There's been a separation.
Yesu poona izi kuti uthenga uwu umabweretsa udani adalankhula mawu kuti adzakutulutsani mʼmipingo, ndipo ena a inu amene ndikulankhula pano muda alikuina pamodzi da abale wena koma ada kurulusani nchifake mukuoneka ngati tinosakhazikeka.
That's to be expected because we don't preach the same Jesus. We don't preach the same gospel. They have a Jesus of their own making, of their own imagination. But the Christ Jesus that we now serve and worship is one who is over all and to be glorified above all. You notice here in verse 21 of 1 Peter 2 that it's all connected to Christ's suffering. That's what this is about. When we say we preach Christ and Him crucified, what sets us apart from all other religious and worldly people is who Christ is and why He died and what He accomplished in His death. And for whom He died. That's all the issue. And that's where the opposition arises. The world has a Jesus who came and wants to save everybody. And so that's why they say He laid down His life to try to save everybody. But that's not the Christ of Scripture. In fact, when it says here, because Christ also suffered for us, He endured the contradiction of sinners against Himself because the world would not have Him to reign over them. They weren't looking for that type of Jesus.
Yesu adazuzika nafa chifukwa cha ife chimene chimakabweretsa chitsindi ndi chitsimikizo kuti iwo olalikira uthenga wabwino weniweni adzakumana ndi manzuzo ndi mavuto chifukwa cha uthenga wabwino.
And therein is the offense, because they would have a Jesus who would offer Himself to save everybody, but that's not why He came. He came to save specifically by His death those that the Father gave Him, chosen from eternity. And therein, people object. They say, no, that's not our Jesus.
Yesu adabwelo kapulumutsa okao osankidwa osirantu onse ayi papene dziko lapansi limalankhula kuti yeyo adabwelo kafera winali yesu ndipo afunitsa winali yesu kuti apulumuke.
The world says He died to leave us an example, but not in the sense that we see here in Scripture. They believe that He died, but now it's up to us to make His death effectual. That's not the Christ of Scripture.
Iwo amalalikira kuti Yesu Khristu adabwera kukafera anthu ochimwa koma kwatsala mkwathu tipange chisankho ndi chiganizo kuti tikapulumuke. Yesu ameneyu siwamalemba.
He didn't die as a martyr would die, and now the followers try to keep his legend or legacy going. That's not why he died.
Chifukwa chimene iyeyo adabwera kukaferera anthu. Sikuti adabwera kukafera anthu ndi cholinga chonena kuti akapulumutse onse ayi pamene anthu amamuona ngati wakapulumutsa anthu onse pa dziko lino lapansi.
He died as the substitute in the place of those sinners that the Father gave Him from all eternity.
Iyeyo adabwera kukafa ngati mlowa malo wa iwo onse amene adawabwerera amene adali woyenera kuti awafere ndi kuwapulumutsa.
He died to fully satisfy God's law and justice. He didn't die to leave the rest up to us to follow. He died to actually make reconciliation for sin, so that those for whom he died are reconciled once for all forever to God. But the world preaches a Jesus who did everything he could, but now we have to believe on this Jesus in order to be reconciled to God. But the Christ of Scripture leaves nothing to man, and that really is ultimately the reason why people oppose this Christ of Scriptures, because man wants to have part of the glory, but there's no glory left to man. It's all given to the Lord Jesus Christ. So his suffering for his people accomplished their salvation, but the part in verse 21 that says, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, is talking about the fact that we can expect, just as our Lord Jesus Christ was hated without cause, we can expect to be hated without cause.
Chimene akungo yankulira apa kutsindika chona kuti ifeyo stinga tepatoka kutsipulumutsa koma iyeyo Yesu davene adatipulumutsa bakufuna kwake kotero kupulumuka kulibe chisankho mphamvu yochokera kwa munthu ayi.
And so how we need the Spirit of God, the same Spirit that called us to Christ, we need him to keep us in the example of Christ, of how our Lord exercised grace and humility in the face of all kinds of opposition. We need that same grace. But verse 22 shows us just how effectual was the suffering of Christ, and herein is our hope. It says, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. None of us could ever follow his example in that regard, because we're sinners by nature. But here it says, he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. He was in the likeness of sinful flesh. In other words, he looked like all those around him who were sinners, and yet he did no sin. He was without sin, always was, always will be. He was even born of a sinful woman. A lot of people like to pretend that somehow Mary, his mother, must have been preserved from sin in order to bring him into this world, but such was not the case. That seed in her womb was not of her, nor of man, but of God.
Abatu paeka kumtereza kuti asachimwe ai koma kuti Mulungu adamusunga kuti asachite chimo akale wangwiro ndi oyera.
So being born of a sinful woman and yet did no sin, had no sin, never knew it, never experienced it.
Ndeyeyo sadachitepo chimo ndipo adali wangwiro ndipo sadalakwepo ai kale lomwe.
He kept company with sinful men. In fact, that's why they counted him a sinner, because they said, well, he's a friend of sinners. Well, thankfully so, because that's who he came to save. And yet, in all that, he did no sin. He was without sin. Isaiah called him the man of sorrows, in other words, greatly afflicted and ultimately put to death by men, considering him to be a sinner. But the clear revelation is he did no sin. He did not die as a sinner. He died as the substitute for sinners, for those that the Father gave him.
Limanena kuti iyeyo ndi mwanthu wa nsonizo ndi nsoni zimabwera chifukwa wapalamula ndiye anthu apaganiza chocho ndekuti iyeyo adachimwapo koma chodziwika nchakuti Yesu adachimwepo ndipo adangonyamula zowawa zathu nazifera kuti atilungamitse.
When he died for the sins of his people, those that God had chosen and given him from eternity, it did not make him a sinner. The sin of his people was laid upon him, but in no way was he ever tainted by their sin.
Uchimo umene udali ndi munthu ame udali ndi anthu udangosenzedwa ndi Yesu Kristu koma yeyo mchibadwire chake chonse sadachimwepo ayi nchimene chocho nchimene chidapangitsa kuti akwanitse kufera ndi kukhulukira zoyipa zathu.
He had no sin in his nature when he was born. He did no sin throughout his life. And on the cross, he was that perfect substitute without sin. That's why when people say, well, we just need to follow in Jesus' footsteps. Well, we're all sinners by nature, so even from our birth, we are condemned, but not Christ. That's why he came in this world, to be that sin bearer who did no sin in order that he might satisfy God's law and justice on their behalf. But here again is why we make this particular point, in that when it says there in verse 21, leaving us an example, it's not an example of how to live a life without sin. None of us could do that. But the example is in how he suffered and what he endured. And by God's grace, the Father upheld him by his Spirit in order that he accomplish that salvation on behalf of sinners such as we are. But the example that we are given to follow is in his patience, in that here it says, when he was reviled, verse 23, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. That's the example that we're called upon to follow by God's grace.
Ndifake verse 23 inena kuti Amene pochitidwa chipongwe sadabwezera chipongwe pakubva zowawa sana po sada opsha koma anapereka mlandu kwa iye woweruza wokorungama.
When it says there in verse 22, neither was guile found in his mouth, it's speaking there that there was never any deceit in his lips. There was no falsehood in what he taught or in his doctrine. Everything that he represented was the truth because he is the truth. Here we see how Christ was not only that perfect example, but that perfect substitute, in that there was no part of his life or his thoughts or even of his words. When it says neither was guile found in his mouth, it's in this that he is our substitute, because even for that he fulfilled the law on behalf of such sinners as we are. If we are one of these for whom Christ paid the debt, that the Father gave him to come and pay the sin debt, this causes us to bow in humble adoration, to think about what he endured on our behalf, and that it was our sins that were laid to him, because none of us has any truth in us. We're nothing but deceit and falsehood. But he, it says, there was no sin in him, no sin in his lips, no guile found in his mouth. But it's his very example that gives us strength as we face opposition over following him and declaring him. When the world stands opposed to him, they stand opposed to us, but here's the reason given that we, by God's grace, should stand and not faint, to bear up under such suffering, even as Christ did. In whatever men find for reason to accuse us and to persecute us, we understand that we deserve every bit of contradiction, because we know ourselves to be sinners, but our hope is in him who came and worked out that salvation on our behalf, in spite of all that the world threw against him.
Yeyo adafa malomanga chimene ine ndayendekela nditakumana nacho kuchisenza yeyo adachisenza mthupi lake kotera kuti ndikhala wamvumvu ndi wopulumuka mwachisomo ichi.
The example that we have to follow here is that when he was reviled, he reviled not again. We pray for grace not to answer when men would revile us for Christ's sake. What he endured was on our behalf, and therefore when we're reviled, we're not reviling again those that would attack us. When he suffered, we're not threatening back those that would threaten us. But as it says there, he committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. In other words, we bow to God's will in all things.
Bible kuti yeyo adavirira chitonzo chiyesero chamtu mumenewo. Kurandauza kuti sitimaso ekaifeyo soka kare kubweza mau achipongwe pochitidwa chipongwe chipaja kulalikira uthenga wabwino kuposa kukhala chete chifukwa iyeyo adatipangiratu mmalo mwathu.
Think for just a minute how he was reproached. They reproached him as a glutton, as a wine bibber, as a friend of publicans and sinners. But the only reply that he made was simply that wisdom is justified of her children.
Yeyo adabwera mtsiko lapansi nukapanga ubwenzi ndi amisonkho wochimwa mahule ndi kusiya anthu opemphera amene amaoneka ngati auzimu nkuwasiya mmene zidakhalira mmene munja nkwakuti adasiya nzeru ndikupita kwa amene amaoneka wopusa kuti wopusawo akapulumutsidwa aone kuti zachitikadi chifukwa cha chisomo chake.
In other words, he is that wisdom of God, and by his life and death, he would be justified, in other words, in saving his children, those very sinners that the world reproached him for being their friend. In the end, they would be saved.
Kulankula kwina yendi mlowa malo anthu ake adalunga mitsidwa ndiwo ndiwolunga mitsa mpingo wake. Zonsezi mukamaziona tuti wake wonse adatichitira ifeyo kuti nafeso tikachitire kumpingo kutumiki wake wa Ambuye.
When he was charged with casting out demons and doing so by the prince of devils, Beelzebub, he did not defend himself other than with strong reasonings, in other words, to show that if he were truly working for the prince of devils, that the prince of devils would not be casting out his own. So he would reason with them only so far and then leave them to themselves. I will tell you that when reviled and when threatened, our best defense is nothing but either no answer at all, or if we do answer, it be simply the word of God, that we respond simply by the word of God and leave it alone. We're not going to convince sinners, unconverted sinners, against their will. It takes the work of the Spirit of grace, and that he will do without us having reason with sinners. When he was called a Samaritan, and they said he had a devil, his only answer was that he didn't, and that his one purpose was to honor his father, and that they were the ones who were dishonoring him. So this is the example of which Peter says we are to follow here. When he was reviled on the cross by those that passed by, and really by the chief priests and the scribes, the religious leaders of the day, and the thieves that were crucified with him and mocked him, he opened not his mouth. in any way. So here's where we pray for grace, because the Lord Jesus himself told his disciples that they would be hated by the world, even as he was hated without cause. But so be it. We know that the persuasion that the Lord has given us of his Son, and that our salvation is entirely in him. We're not going to renounce him to follow the world.
Verse 23,
the last part, it says, he committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Here and again is the example that he's given us to follow, that we're the Lord's, and he is the one that has chosen us by his grace and given us to his Son, and for whom his Son paid the debt. So when reviled and when threatened, what do? We commend ourselves unto the very same God and Father who is the judge of all the earth, knowing that better to endure the judgment of men than the judgment of God. The glorious truth is that if Christ paid our sin debt, when he committed himself to his Father, we were in him. It was on our behalf that he did so. And therefore, we stand justified and reconciled in him. And the world can never undo that. So again, our example, or the example of Christ that we're to follow in patient enduring, is all founded upon who he is and what he accomplished there at the cross. This whole portion is showing us how it is that Christ has been pleased to save such sinners as we are, and therefore we rest in him, regardless of the revilings of this world. In verse 24, when it says, who his own self bare our sins, this is typified in that high priest in the Old Testament that went in before the Lord on that Day of Atonement, and not without blood, and that blood was put upon the altar. When he went in bearing the sins of the people of Israel. And when he went in on their behalf. You see, that's what substitution is, bearing those iniquities of all that people that the Father had given him, the Lord had given him. and therein is our rest. When the world opposes, we know that he has borne away our sin, and there is therefore now no condemnation.
Zama chimo kuti anthu akhululukidwe zola kwa zawo machimo awo. Iyeyo Yesu anthu amapanga chithunzithunzi chimene ansembe anali ndi chithunzithunzi chimene Yesu akachite kodi kuti adakhala mlowa malo wa uchimo wa anthu ake osankhidwa adabwera kukapanga chitetezero chotsindikiza chakuti adawabwera adawafera nawapulumutsa.
The idea there of bearing our sins is to take them up. That's why he came, to be the substitute, not just in his life, but all the way to the cross, when it says in his own body on the tree. He bore up those sins and was offered up as the sacrifice for those sins before the Father, yet being without sin himself. He was the sin bearer. He bore them away.
Yes, that is my boy. Kubada bwela mziko nola pansi, ndukatenga machimo awantu, ukakomedwa nawo pa mtanda, ndipo adawane na iwo kuwalunga mitsa, unu malunga mitsidwa, ichiji nchimele chitsipikiza, kuti chipulumutso choncha ulere, chochitika monga makufuna kwake, ndipo iyeyo ndi mlowa malo wa iwo osa amene adawasankha.
When it says he bore them in his own body on the tree, so satisfactory was the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on behalf of those sinners for whom he died, that he made a full end of them. There is no sin, not one that remains, that stands against anyone that the Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed. So in light of that, let the world say what it will, but in Christ we stand justified before God.
Sada siye kunga kaleri moji. Kabena ena adatalago aji. Adamaliza onse machimu wakwajota na wataya na musia wangwilo wafeledwayo.
Now when it says there in verse 24 that we being dead to sins, it doesn't mean that we're no longer sinners, but we're dead to sin's condemnation. When Christ died, he put it away, and therefore there is now no sin that can ever stand against one of God's children because of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeyo akapenda kuti amene sada dziwo chimo ulandaza kuti yeyo sada chimwepo koma adabwera ndikulanda chimo la munthu amene adachimwapo ndipo adamchotsera ndipo akamati kuchotsa deuda adamaliza onse.
So complete was the work of the Lord Jesus Christ and his death and putting away the sins of his people that now it says they should live unto righteousness. In other words, live unto that justice of God that Christ is satisfied and live in peace, knowing that Christ has paid the sin debt. It says there, by whose stripes ye were healed.
Ndi choringa choka chotsera machimo ndipo sadasiya onse kuti tikakhale walungama chifukwa kuti ndikuti tikakhale ndi moyo kutsala chilungamo ameneyo ndi mikwingwire machache munachiritsidwa nayo.
We have no righteousness of our own, so to live unto righteousness is to live unto that righteousness that the Lord Jesus Christ earned and established and God imputed once for all the account of his elect. It's under that justice, under that righteousness that we live, knowing that Christ has already put away our sin.
Sibadakaleso chimolina ayo msendajo tsedwa choncho tiene kila kukala moyo orunga mapamasopake.
Notice how Peter put it, by whose stripes ye were healed. That's in the tense of that we were healed when Christ died, and we continue to enjoy that healing, even though we're sinners. Yet that effect in no way undo what Christ has accomplished for our justification. We're saved forever by his death. You see, the world continues to pursue a righteousness. They presume that by their works and their will, they can earn or maintain their salvation, but they do so to their own demise. So this is why we take no thought as to the world's opposition to us who are Christ, because what we have in him is full, complete, forever justification before God and reconciliation and pardon and peace. So verse 25 sums it all up as to who it is that not only has saved us, but who it is that keeps us, because we were as sheep going astray. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. That's our nature. But look it, are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. In other words, that's Christ's work to do, to call us to himself, everyone for whom he paid the debt, and keep us in himself. Oh, how precious those titles of Christ, both shepherd and bishop of our souls. He's the shepherd, and that he suffered and died on behalf of his sheep, and now he ever lives to feed them and to care for them and to keep them. In Scripture, the Lord Jesus is called the Good Shepherd, he's called the Great Shepherd, and he's called the Chief Shepherd. In other words, all the glory belongs unto him. That word shepherd actually is the word pastor, and then you have the word bishop. Pastors and overseers is what that word means. But any that the Lord has placed among his flock to direct them by the word, such as we are as preachers, yet we are so undeserving of those titles because he is the chief shepherd. He is the capital B bishop, overseer of the souls of his people. He's the one that saves and keeps his own.
But the one who lapas city makaranda boots
kuma tibadzipeza kuti ndifeso osayenera chifukwa busa wamkulu ndiyeyo woyang'anira wamkulu ndiyeyo chitenga uyang'aniro wa wathu ndi machitidwe athu choka kwa iyeyo iyeyo ndiye mkulu wathu.
And here's a final word of exhortation, since we're all preachers gathered here specifically today, that as regards the work of a preacher or a pastor, what I like to call an under-shepherd, because he is the chief shepherd, we're reminded that all the work that we are doing is really the Lord Jesus Christ's work. It's not our work.
Mau achitonthozo nchakuti ndife abusadi komatu siti kukwana chifukwa tili ndi mbusa wathu wamkulu amene ndiye Yesu amene atiyang'anira ndiye woyang'anira wamkulu kora kuti sitipanga kanthu mwaipendoka koma timakatenga kwa iye wamkuluyo malo mwake ulemu ndipata mando zipite kwa iyeyo.
All the sheep that we have to shepherd, let's never forget, they are Christ's sheep, they're not ours.
Chifake nkosa zonse zimene zili ndi mbusa si nkosa zathu ayi ndi nkosa za Ambuye chifukwa iye ndiye mbusa.
The souls over which he has made us to be overseers, they're souls that he has bought with his own precious blood. They're not ours, they're his.
Ifeyo ngakhala timanga kukhala woyang'anira wanzathu. Anthuwo samakhala athu ayi amakhala ayiye mwini chifukwa adawagula yekha ndi mwazi wake wamtengo wapatali.
The spiritual house that he has built is his habitation. It's not ours, it's his.
Nyumba ya uzimu auti timangidwa nyumba ya uzimu nyumbayo si yathu ayi ndi yake chifukwa yena amene amatimanga kuti panga nyumba yake.
And it's not our church, but it's his, and therefore the instruction he's given us is simply to feed his sheep.
Iyeyo ndiye mwini mpingo, mpingo si wathu. Kodwa kuti yena amene ali ndiufulu odyetsa mpingo wake.
But to identify with the Lord Jesus Christ as he is in Scripture and to give him all the glory in our generation is going to bring suffering and opposition. We can expect it. But here's one final exhortation I would leave us, and that's found in Philippians chapter 1 and verses 27 down to verse 29. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Down to verse 29.
Tikaona mtsogolo mawu opezeka so achitonthozo kwa Filipi 1 ndi 27 kalekeza 29. A Filipi 1 24.
Paul says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel.
Verse 27, auri chokashi, maendede anu, ayenere utenga wabwino wa Kristu, kutindinga kare nditi, ndiri nkutsa ndikuona ino, ndinga kare nditi, ndiri kwina. Ndikambasa kwa inu kuti muchilimika mu mzimu umodzi ndi kugwirira pamodzi ndi moyo umodzi chikhulupiriro cha uthenga wabwino.
It says here in verse 28, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition. In other words, when they oppose you, they oppose Christ. It shows their loss, but to you of salvation, and that of God. In other words, it's because Christ has saved you that they oppose you.
Verse 29, chisonyezo chachonongeko koma kwa inu chachipulumutso ndicho chakwa Mulungu uronda kuti wokututsani samatsutsa inu amatsutsa Mulungu.
But look at verse 29. This is the key verse. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. You see what it's saying there? That it's the same grace of God that caused us to believe on Christ that sustains us in the face of suffering. We're going to suffer for his sake, but by the grace of God, we stand. So let our eyes, by his grace, be on Christ alone, and in no way, as it says there, terrified by our adversaries. May the Lord keep us, and may the Lord continue to cause us to stand in this generation to declare Christ in all his glory. I am going to turn that back to you, and may the Lord bless each of you as you return to your respective places to prepare to preach again this weekend.
To God be all the glory and honor, Brother Ken, for sure. He is the good shepherd. He is the high priest. Him alone is worthy to be blessed. He is the chief shepherd. Amen. Hymn number 30 speaks about Christ, the good shepherd. Nyimbo number 30. Yehova Musa Wangadi Ilibe Ilibe Ku So Andi Kone Saine Ne Tabwino Li Musipu Koma Musipu Kuma, kumazi, kumazi, keonika, andi togo, lewa, imboyo, kawafuka, bibi, kita, Togorera, Togorera, Sago, Sago, Lunga, Maso, Chifu, Wajanga, Chifu, Wajanga, Taiko, Mata, Zinala, Kelo, Zinala, Kelo. Divyola Godi, Divyola Godi, Chikwa wa chamtuzi wa ifa. Diribe ma tangati inu yom, Ibe perekisa kumabe mbele kisa. Chagu jacha, ngacha wino, mani konse lapa. Soba anani wa, Baba. Mazoza, mazoza, mafuta, mafuta, oh, koma, oh, mazaza, mazaza, di, oh, janga, di, se, oh, koma, be, chi, se, oh, Oyaja Tanita Tako Nikala Nyumba Ya Mungu Kuntawiso Sese Kuntawiso Sese
31
Hali kutawaso ni muntu wakukala kumamba Hali kutamule merelo Tima muna wawa mtanda Aleluya, aleluya Alikuta kwa ife Kichimwe metita Kuma na eno pakofika Abuye Alikuta abuye Yesu Pakupedwa batiko Alikuta kukala fumo Yoweluza mama iko Aleluya Alikuta kwa ife Nijime metita kumana Babo fe Aguye Babo feka Asonka Nisa Antu ake Oira Ata choka Mitundoyo Yose Iye Na fera Akufika asonka nisa Antulake Uyela atachoka Metundu yonze Omwe iye anafira Aleluya, aleluya Oma inu kwa ife, niti mwebe titangoma, na akufika, akufuye, aleluya, aleluya. Ika Hallelujah 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 Alikuta kwa ife Wewe titanko mana ife Ika Amu
Brother Ken, look to God in prayer as we are closing the service of today.
Gracious Father, I thank you for this time and your word. And I pray that you would indeed strengthen each of us that you have raised up to preach the glorious person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. That we would be unmoved by the world's smiles or the world's frown, knowing that we are yours and yours to do with as you will. But in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we could have no better standing in this world than to be in him, to be bought by him, justified by his precious blood, and living out our days to your honor and glory. I pray for each of these that you have gathered as preachers there in Malawi, that you would strengthen each one in their respective places where you have placed them. And we know that if you have raised them up, it is because you have your sheep that you will call out, for whom Christ has paid the debt. And you'll do it through the glorious gospel of your blessed Son. So I commend each of these to you. Pray for traveling mercies as each one goes back. And thank you, dear Father, for this fellowship that you enable us to enjoy in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And to him be all the honor and glory alone, and all the praise for all of his great work on our behalf. And we give you thanks in his precious name. Amen.
Amen.